Acts chapter 19. And it came to pass, that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper region, came to Ephesus, and finding some disciples. He said to them, Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? And they said to him, We have not so much as heard whether there is any Holy Spirit. And he said to them, Into what then were you baptized? And they said, Into John's baptism. Then Paul said, John truly baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people that they should believe in him who should come after him, that is, in the Messiah Yeshua. When they heard this, they were baptized into the name of the Master Yeshua. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in languages, and prophesied. And they were about 12 men in all. And he went into the synagogue, and spoke boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of Elohim. But when some were hardened, and did not believe, but spoke evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them, and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one, Tyrannus. And this continued for the space of 2 years, so that all those who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Master Yeshua, both Jews and Greeks. And Elohim worked special miracles by the hands of Paul. So that handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then some of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon themselves to call over those who had evil spirits, the name of the Master Yeshua, saying, We adjure you by Yeshua whom Paul preaches. And there were 7 sons of one Siva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Yeshua I know, and Paul the first know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was, leaped on them, overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Master Yeshua was magnified. And many who believed came, confessed, and showed their deeds. Many of those who also used curious arts brought their books together, and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them, and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of Elohim mightily grew, and prevailed. After these things had ended, Paul purposed in the Spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, After I have been there, I must also see Rome. So he sent into Macedonia 2 of those who ministered to him, Timothy and Erastus, but he himself stayed in Asia for a season. And the same time there arose no small stir about that way. For a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, who made silver shrines for Diana, brought no small gain to the artificers. Whom he called together with the workmen of like occupation and said, Sirs, you know that by this craft we have our wealth. Moreover, you see and hear, that not at Ephesus alone, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away many people, saying that they are no Elohims which are made with hands. So that not only this craft of ours is in danger to be set at nothing, but also that the temple of the great female Elohim Diana should be despised, and her magnificence should be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worshipeth. And when they heard these sayings, they were full of wrath, and cried out, saying, Diana of the Ephesians is great. And the whole city was filled with confusion, and having caught Gaius and Aristarchus, men of Macedonia, Paul's companions in travel, they rushed with one accord into the theater. And when Paul would have entered into the people, the disciples did not allow him. And some of the chief of Asia, who were his friends, sent to him, desiring him that he would not adventure himself into the theater. Some therefore cried one thing, and some another, for the assembly was confused, and the greater part did not know why they had come together. And they drew Alexander out of the multitude, the Jews putting him forward. And Alexander beckoned with the hand, and would have made his defense to the people. But when they knew that he was a Jew, all with one voice about the space of 2 hours cried out, Diana of the Ephesians is great. And when the town clerk had appeased the people, he said, Men of Ephesus, what man is there who does not know that the city of the Ephesians is a worshipper of the great female Elohim Diana, and of the image which fell down from Jupiter? Seeing then that these things cannot be contradicted, you ought to be quiet, and to do nothing rashly. For you have brought these men here, who are neither robbers of assemblies, nor yet blasphemers of your female Elohim. Therefore, if Demetrius and the artificers who are with him have a matter against any man, the law is open, and there are deputies, let them imp lead one another. But if you inquire anything concerning other matters, it shall be determined in a lawful assembly. For we are in danger to be called in question for this day's uproar, since there is no cause by which we may give an account of this concourse." And when he had thus spoken, he dismissed the assembly.